Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hey, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Trevor's engineering the broadcast today, and I am delighted to introduce your newest instructor. His name is Paul Munson, and I've known Paul Munson for years. We have run into each other at lots of events, lots of preparedness and survival type events all over the country. And Paul is the president of Sun Ovens International. Sun Ovens International, and they're located in Elburn, Illinois, and they're the leading manufacturer of solar cooking devices, known as Sun Ovens. Welcome, Paul Munson.
Hi, great to be with you.
Hey, great to hear your voice, Paul. So, I'd like to let our class know that we're gonna talk about how to cook with the sun today. And you know, there have been discussions with a lot of our instructors about, you know, what do you do? What do you do when the grid goes down? And some people cook with propane, and some people store propane, and some people have wood stoves, and they have Dutch ovens, and some people are storing propane in a garage. I'm not too crazy about that. And some people have these little camp stoves, you know, that use the camping fuel. And then some people have sun ovens. And that's what we're going to talk about. For the next hour, we're going to learn about cooking with the sun. And I can tell you that sun ovens have been on the market for, well, going on 29 years at this point. So we've been cooking with the sun for a long time, and reflecting the sun's energy into a focal point will allow you to cook a meal. And I've seen it. I've actually seen, and many of our instructors have seen, cooking with the sun. And I can tell you, we have had as many as 3 sun ovens right here at the farm at one point in time. So, Paul, let's start with this. When did you, or how did you get involved? What was the defining moment for you that said, you know what, I think we need to get involved with cooking with the sun?
Well, I didn't invent the sun oven, but about 18 years ago, I started working with the inventor of the sun oven. I actually had a small home-based marketing consulting business, and one of my clients knew the inventor, and he had put everything he had into making the sun ovens. He had actually been in Milwaukee, Wisconsin is where he was from, and he had invented the sun ovens. He owned a chain of restaurants and was very successful in business and put everything he had into developing the sun oven, over $2.5 million. And when I met him, he was the bank wanted him to move out of the home he lived in for more than 40 years to pay off debts he had from the sun ovens. And his original motivation, and quite frankly mine, was the same, and that was the need for a way to cook in third world countries. And there's still 2.5 billion people who cook with wood or charcoal or dung, and it kills every year. Just in Africa alone, over 500,000 children die of respiratory diseases from cooking fires. So there's a lot of issues with cooking fires and things in developing country, and the deforestation and the non-availability of wood and a whole lot of different things. And when I started working with them, I saw the need for them in developing countries, and we started then working on programs to make them more available and more accessible around the world. And then in 1998, I took over making them from him. So since 98, we moved the manufacturing of the ovens from Wisconsin to Illinois, and we've been making them. And we just, after now we have a very simple business philosophy or business model. What we try to do is help people in the U.S. prepare for emergencies and save money on energy, and then use a portion of that to work in third world countries around the world.
Okay, Paul. So, are there? Let's talk about the technology of the sun oven. Can you describe it for our class so they get a mental image of what this sun oven looks like?
Sure. The sun oven is a box that has reflectors on top of it. Reflectors reflect light into an extremely well-insulated box that forms an airtight seal. And so the light of the sun shines directly into the sun oven's chamber. The light reflects off of reflectors into the chamber, and then the inside of the oven's chamber gets the temperatures as hot as 400 degrees Fahrenheit, and it can bake and boil and steam foods. The way the sun oven sets up and takes down is very ingenious. It sets up in about less than 5 seconds, or it can be taken down in about the same length of time, so it's not at all complicated to use. But the simplest way to think of how it works is, those of your listeners who are in cold climates are familiar, on a cold, sunny day when you go out to your car and you get into it and it's really warm, sometimes almost too warm to touch the steering wheel. That's the greenhouse effect of trapping the air inside your car when the sun's shining through the windows. What we do with the sun oven is pretty much the same thing you do with that the greenhouse effect does with your car on a cold day when it's sunny, but we use a lot of special materials, insulation, a very unique gasket to trap all of that sun so it gets extremely hot and allows you to bake, boil, or steam foods.
Well, I can tell you, Paul, that at the Get Prepared Expo, we've seen many examples of your product, the sun oven. And I've been to Len Pence's farm here in Missouri, and Len Pence is one of our instructors who teaches how to really successfully garden with a raised bed. And so I went into his classroom just outside of Springfield, Missouri, and there was a sun oven. So a lot of your peers here at USAPrepares.com, faculty, instructors, and students, have sun ovens. So we wanted to expose the technology to those who have not learned about it. And, Paul, you're going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, and you're going to be teaching seminars on Saturday and Sunday about how to cook with the sun. So I'm really looking forward to that. Let me ask you this. When there are things that you can cook in the sun oven that many of us just might not have thought about, right? So, for example, I have a farm, and our class knows that, and we have chickens. And the chickens lay eggs, and that's their purpose. Actually, they have a couple purposes. One is to lay eggs, and the other is to eat the bugs that we don't like, for example, ticks and fleas. So that's their job, and they turn those fleas and ticks and grasshoppers into eggs, which is great. Now, what can we do with those eggs that maybe we didn't think about using a sun oven?
Well, I mean, the nice thing about the sun oven is you can do hard-boiled eggs in it if you don't even use water. If you take
Let's talk about that. we can hard-boil an egg without water in the sun oven.
Right, but as you know, with your freshly laid eggs, if you hard-boil it in water, and you go to peel it, it's just about impossible to peel. There's a membrane with a freshly laid egg that builds up between the eggshell and the egg white, and when you go to peel it, you cut your fingers in the egg, and it's really difficult, and most people who get the eggs, if they're going to hard boil them, will put them in the refrigerator and store them for a while, and then you're able to hard boil. But in the sun oven, I've done demonstrations at people's homes that raise chickens and have taken an egg within 20 minutes of dropping out of the chicken, put it in the sun oven without water. It hard boils perfectly, and I can peel it immediately. And again, you know, if you didn't have electricity and you weren't able to put the eggs in the refrigerator and store them until you could hard boil it, by hard boiling it right away, it prolongs the life of the egg, but also it takes the hassle out of trying to figure out how old the egg is before you hard boil it. And in the sun oven, if you take cardboard egg cartons and you rip the lids off of them, you can do 2 dozen eggs at the same time, and they come out perfect, and you don't have to worry then about peeling them. They'll peel very, very easily, even if they're freshly laid.
So, Paul, if I've got 2 dozen eggs, right now it'd be kind of tough because the chickens aren't laying that many eggs during the winter when it's cold. But if I've got 2 dozen eggs, how long would it take me in a normal sunlight day? Not a really, really bright day, but not a really dim day, but just a normal day as we see it, you know, the current normal.
If you preheat the sun oven before you put in, generally it takes about an hour to do 2 dozen eggs. What I normally do is after 55 minutes to an hour, I'll open the door of the sun oven and using a hot pad or an oven mitt, I'll just take one of the eggs out and put it on a table and spin it. And if you've ever spun a hard-boiled egg, you know that when it's done, it will spin somewhat like a top, very evenly and nicely. If it gets wobbly when you spin it, I usually put it back in for another 10 minutes, but approximately an hour to do 2 dozen eggs. If you do just one egg by itself, it's about 35 minutes.
Okay, so what we're doing is we're spreading that heat out among the 24 eggs, so it takes a little longer than doing just one egg. Paul, let's say we wanted to cook something else, meat. What would be a perfect meat that we would have as a survival item that we could cook with a sun oven?
Well, some people do can various meats. If you, again, going back to the chicken, my favorite meat to cook in the chicken, or the favorite thing to cook in the sun oven is actually poultry. And when you make a chicken, it is so moist and so succulent. Nothing dries out when you cook in the sun and nothing burns, so it's a very forgiving way to cook. And so when it comes to meats, any kind of roast, when you make a pot roast, or you make a roast chicken, or you make a turkey, you can make up to a 21-pound turkey in a baking bag. The taste of it is absolutely incredible because it's just so moist and so succulent.
Class, we're talking about cooking with the sun. Paul Munson's with us, and he's the president of Sun Ovens International, Incorporated. We'll be back, and we're going to spend the rest of this broadcast hour discussing cooking with the sun. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about cooking with the sun. And you know, when I was very young, I took a magnifying glass out there in a bright sunny day, and I had a leaf, and I focused that magnifying glass to burn a hole in the leaf, and then I tried it with a small stick, and you know, you could actually burn holes in the leaf with, you know, just a magnifying glass and the rays of the sun. Well, that's the kind of like the principle we're talking about right here in cooking with the sun. So Paul Munson's with us, and he's the president of Sun Ovens International, and Sunoven.com, Sunoven.com. Paul, when I think about how hot that magnifying glass was able to become, the light became so hot you could actually burn your skin by putting it under that magnifying glass if you focused it right. Well, how hot does a sun oven get on the inside?
On the inside of the chamber, it gets up to 400 degrees. So it very consistently will reach temperatures of 350 to 375. It just depends on how sunny it is. If it's a really bright sun, it gets up to 400. The nice thing is, even on a partly cloudy day, you can cook in the sun oven. You just have to be sure there's enough sun to cast a shadow. As long as you can see a shadow on the ground from the sunlight, then you can cook in the sun oven. The brighter the sun, the faster things cook. But because the sun ovens that are complete even temperature and nothing burns and nothing dries out. You've got the option of cooking things for a longer time at a lower temperature if you choose, or in a time that's almost the same as your regular oven if you do realign it with the sun every 30 minutes. If you realign the sun oven every 30 minutes to follow the sun.
And Paul, that's kind of important because as the Earth revolves on its axis, the sun is in a slightly different position as we would see the sun from our perspective. So you do have to refocus. And when you refocus it, how long does that take?
Refocusing it generally takes probably less than 30 seconds. It doesn't take any time at all. The sun ovens have we call alignment cubes. There's two cubes built right into the glass door of the sun oven that when you point it to the sun, there's two holes, and when you look through the inside the cube, you can see where the light shines through the top hole, and you just center it over the bottom hole, and then it's aligned. So there's no guesswork to it. It's very easy to align it, and the sun oven has a leg built into the back of it that has 12 settings so that you can set it to meet the sun wherever it is on the horizon. So like in the early morning when the sun's further off in the horizon, you raise the leg all the way up. Pretty much in the midday, it's sitting flat on the ground, but you don't have to guess as to how to do that. The oven comes with alignment cubes to allow you to make sure that you can just keep it aligned with the sun.
You know, Paul, it's pretty cold out where we are. Well, relatively, it should be a lot colder. But, you know, it's the there's frost on the ground. The ponds are frozen right now here at the farm in Missouri. Can you use a sun oven in the winter like this, or is it just, you know, spring, fall, and summer?
No, you can use it year-round. Ice fishermen in Minnesota will often put them on a frozen lake. The key is the amount of direct sunlight. The ambient temperature really doesn't have any effect on the sun oven at all. So we're located in Illinois, and have quite a bit of snow, and often I'll cook in front of my office sitting in the sun oven right in a snow bank and use the snow bank to hold it in place, and it works just fine. So it's the amount of direct sunlight. So on a cold winter day, you'll find the sun oven will work really, really well. The only difference between the summer cooking in the sun oven and the winter cooking in the sun oven is that if the sun oven is starting, say, at a temperature of 10 degrees, your preheating time will be a little bit longer in the winter. So it does take a little longer to preheat the oven, but your cooking times are pretty much the same. And people have sent us photos. We have some on our website and our Facebook page of people baking bread when it's sub-zero, and it works just fine.
And, you know, class, I think that's something that we all ought to start doing. Mrs. Finelli has been baking bread for years. And I suggest that y'all consider getting involved in making your own bread rather than buying factory manufactured bread. Paul Munson and I are going to be back, and I've got a lot of questions about sun ovens, including, can you make your own? We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Paul Munson's with us in class. We're talking about cooking with the sun. And during this segment, we're going to try to focus on three things. We'd like to talk about baking bread, how to do it, making your own sun oven. Paul's going to give us some hints and some tips and some techniques that we should consider for making your own sun oven. And then we're going to talk about what he's going to bring to the Get Prepared Expo and what he's going to teach us at the Expo. So, Paul, baking bread. Mrs. Finelli bakes bread, and it is the best bread. It really is. And once you do this, you can't go back. You just can't go back to that factory extruded, well, I'm going to say it in quotes, quote, food, unquote, because it's not very good. But what Mrs. Finelli bakes is really good. So can you teach us about baking bread in a Sun oven?
Yeah, the amazing thing when you cook in the Sun oven, it's a totally even heat. And so baking bread in the Sun oven, it's incredible the taste that you get. It's just so much more light and fluffy than it comes out in a regular oven. But also, one of the things that many people find with the Sun ovens is that they are able to, you know, on a day when it's more than 80 degrees, if you turn on your oven to bake bread, you're going to spend more money to cool your house than you do for the cost of the bread and the energy to cook it combined. So on hot summer days, being able to bake outdoors, most people find if they use their Sun oven, they pay for it in one summer and what they save and just reducing their air conditioning costs and cooking fuels. But when you bake bread in the Sun oven, you just do things a little different. And the first thing is when you proof your bread or you raise your bread, you don't raise it to the same height that you do when you raise it in a conventional oven. What you do is you raise the bread until it's about 3/4 of an inch below the top of the bread pan. And then if you preheat the Sun oven and you put it in, if you put one loaf of bread in the Sun oven, you're able to, it will cook in about 45 minutes. Two loaves will take someplace between 55 minutes and an hour and 5 minutes to cook. But the nice thing is people tell us all the time that they get busy, they leave their oven, their bread in the Sun oven, and they forget about it. And they, you know, cook it. You can cook it for twice the time you normally would, and it isn't going to dry out. The other thing you do a little differently with the Sun oven is that if you take a bottle of water and you spray a light mist of water on the dough in the Sun oven, then the bread will brown even at a low temperature. So on overcast days, I bake bread at temperatures as low as 225, and it takes longer to bake, but it doesn't dry out. In full sun, the baking time is maybe 10 minutes longer, 10 to 15 minutes longer than a regular oven. The reason you don't proof the bread to the same height that you would if you were going to do it in a conventional oven is that when you open, everything in the Sun oven, as I said, is an even heat. So when you preheat the oven and you open the door of the Sun oven, the temperature inside of it's going to, and put the bread in, the temperature inside the chamber is probably going to drop 50 to 75 degrees. Then when you close the door and seal it tight, the temperature will gradually raise up. If you've already proofed your bread to the normal height, when that temperature drops and raises, your bread could over-raise and then fall. So by raising it just to where it's 3/4 of an inch below the top of the bread pan, then it raises to just the perfect height. And if you spray the light mist of water on it, you get a really brown crust. And it's just hard to describe how delicious bread is when it's been cooked in the sun.
Paul, when someone buys a Sun oven, I'm sure you get some comments about their reaction to owning a Sun oven and the impact it's made on their lives. Can you share some of those comments with us? I mean, what do your customers say?
Well, most people, unfortunately, a lot of people who buy Sun ovens for emergency preparedness buy them, treat them like food storage, and put them on a shelf and don't use them, and figure they'll learn to use it later. But the people who do actually use it, the first thing that people tell us is they're just blown away at how quickly they're able to cook. Most people think of solar cooking because any other type of solar cooker, it takes 2 to 3 times longer than it normally takes, but the Sun oven's engineered so it cooks in the same time. So people are most often surprised at the speed, and secondly, they're surprised at the taste. It's just hard to describe the difference of the taste of food in the Sun oven. But, for example, if you make a turkey in the Sun oven, anytime I've ever served a turkey, anybody who's eaten it has come back and said that the light meat tastes more moist than any dark meat turkey they've ever eaten. The other thing that people are amazed at is that it just the whole idea of that nothing ever burns. So it's so forgiving, it's hard to screw things up. So it really, as people look at it. I'm a great case. My wife is an excellent cook, and she pretty much guards the kitchen door when it comes to my cooking. She won't let me near it. I don't think she cares that I cook as much as she doesn't like the way I clean the kitchen afterwards. But now I go around the world teaching people to cook, I'm an expert, and it's not that I'm really all that great a cook. It's just that the Sun Oven enhances the taste of food so much that people are so impressed with the different things that I make, and it's mainly the technology of the Sun Oven rather than my abilities as a chef.
Okay, Paul, let's build a Sun Oven. If we want to make one ourselves, and let's say we're handy, what would you recommend that we do? I'm sure you've seen a whole bunch of designs.
If you go online, first off, Sun Oven is our trademark name, so actually a Sun Oven is, you can't really build a Sun Oven, but you can definitely build a solar cooker. And, a lot of people, if you've got a really good design, sometimes you can get them, or even get within 75 degrees as hot as the Sun Oven. So there are some homemade solar cookers. People do get up to temperatures as high as 300 degrees on occasion, and they work really well. But there's a website that is just called the Solar Cooking Wiki, and that wiki is just spelled W-I-K-I. And if you just Google or type in with any search engine Solar Cooking Wiki, it's solarcookingwiki.com is actually the website. And on that website alone, you can find in excess of 500 different plans on how to make solar cookers. You can make them, kids can make them from pizza boxes, and you won't be able to bake bread in most of those solar cookers. Most homemade solar cookers aren't really hot enough to bake bread, but other than that, pretty much all of the things that you can cook in a homemade solar cooker. The big difference between homemade solar cookers and a Sun Oven is primarily the time. The Sun Oven gives you the opportunity to cook either quickly or slowly. With any homemade solar cooker, it would only be good for slow cooking. But if you go to just www.solarcookingwiki.com, there's plans for just hundreds and hundreds of different designs to make your own solar cooker.
Paul, I appreciate you sharing that with us. Now, let's say someone does not want to build his or her own solar cooker, and they want to buy a Sun Oven. Will you have an adequate supply at the Get Prepared Expert where someone can just buy one, put it in their car or truck, and take it home?
Yes, we're going to have them there, and all of the ones we'll be bringing there will have a complete dehydrating and preparedness package. So they'll have a dehydrating kit in it, and you can use the Sun Oven for dehydrating, which is important because if your garden's ever ready to be harvested at a point where there's a power failure, you wouldn't be able to use an electric dehydrator, so the Sun Oven works wonderfully from that. And also you can use it to boil and pasteurize water, and it has a water pasteurization as part of the kit. It has stackable pots that allow you to cook more than one thing at the same time. It comes with a set of bread pans, and it comes with a computer CD that has over 600 recipes in a real state-of-the-art recipe software. And so all of the ones we'll have there will have that complete package, and we're planning to bring up a large trailer full of them with us, so people will be able to get it right there, take it with them right on the spot.
Paul, I think that's really cool because yesterday I dehydrated some bananas, and I love them. I dehydrate them. Class, here's all I do. I just peel bananas, cut them into discs, very thin discs, soak them in lemon juice and Berkey water for like 5, 10, 15 minutes, depending on how fast or how slow I'm preparing the tray for dehydration. And then I just dehydrate them. And this is really cool. I think you're going to enjoy this because food preparation and food cooking is important for our survival. And, yesterday there was the announcement of this huge storm that was going to hit the Northeast. Well, it is hitting the Northeast. It's not quite as bad as they said it was going to be. However, Imagine not having power. Imagine not having, let's say you have an electric stove. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? So here is an opportunity to think about an alternative way of cooking. And it's absolutely silent. There's no noise. The neighbors aren't going to know that by the sound of a sun oven that you're cooking. And roughly, I'm going by memory, Paul, but roughly this is maybe 18 inches square. Is that about right?
Well, actually, it's the box itself is about 18 inches square. The reflectors open up to be about 24 inches in diameter, mm-hmm. but the whole thing folds up and carries like a suitcase and only weighs 22 pounds. So it's very easy to, you know, carry and transport, and very portable. If you did need to move it around, which is great for camping or picnics, but also in the event of preparedness, it's very easy to, you know, stow somewhere and then take out when you need it.
Paul, one of the things that I discuss with our instructors and with the exhibitors who come to the Get Prepared Expo, one of the things I discuss with them is we have an interview and we talk about what they might be doing, and it has to be approved. And frankly, there's a committee that approves who will be exhibiting and who will not. And I'm the entire committee. And one of the things I want to share is that I require certain things of our exhibitors and our instructors. And one, and including the hotels, and including the caterers, that we will drive down the price to the absolute rock bottom. That our guests, those involved with USA Prepares, will get the best deal offered. And that's what's going to happen at the Get Prepared Expo.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5019. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5019. That's 1-800-467-5019. Call 1-800-467-5019.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Paul Munson's with us, and you're going to get a chance to meet him at the Get Prepared Expo, and you'll get a chance to have a meal with him. You can have dinner with him at the survival banquet, at the networking banquet, at the lunch. So we'll have multiple banquet meals with your instructors and with your exhibitors. And you just may want to become a dealer. You may want to become a dealer of the Sun Oven. And Paul can talk to you about that. And as I mentioned before, one of the requirements that we have at the Get Prepared Expo is that our exhibitors offer the very best prices that they have to our faculty and our guests and our instructors. So you're going to get that. There will be a greatly reduced price on the preparedness package of the Sun Oven if you decide that you want to buy one and take one with you. And there'll be a trailer load of these to take home with you if you choose to do so. Paul, what's the lifespan of one of your Sun Ovens? Is it just, you know, use it a few
there's
times?
There's really no reason it won't last a lifetime. It was designed with the idea that it could be used in a third world country with absolutely no maintenance for 15 years. But I bump into people all the time who bought them from the inventor in the late 80s, and they're still using it every day. There's a wooden frame on it. If you treat the wood every 5 years or so, there's really no reason that the Sun Oven won't last a lifetime. We warranty the reflectors and we warranty the gasket in the Sun Oven for 15 years. So there's a 15-year warranty on those items. But the reality is there's nothing that goes wrong with either ones. I've seen Sun Ovens that people have used 3 or 4 times a week for more than 25 years, and they still work wonderfully. So when you buy it, you'll never have to get another one because it pretty much will last a lifetime.
And you know, one of the things that we probably should mention, are there any concerns about young children using a sun oven?
No, the exterior of the sun oven never gets hot. And so the a young child can touch anywhere on the reflectors or the box of the sun oven, and they don't feel any heat. The only part that's exposed that gets hot is the surface of the glass of the sun oven. But the way that the sun oven is designed, any child that would be large enough to be able to reach over the reflectors and reach into the glass would frankly be able to know better than to touch it. But even when the sun oven is at, if it's 250 degrees inside the sun oven, the exterior of the glass gets up to about 155 degrees Fahrenheit, which will sting if you touch it but isn't going to burn you. So it's extremely safe around children. And also the light from the sun oven reflects in and not out. So some people may have heard about a type of solar cooker that reflects light out that can be dangerous to use. The sun oven is not dangerous to use because the light reflects into the box, not out into, you know, into your eyes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I think about this, I love the durability of it. I love the size of the package. I love that, you know, that it is a, well, I would think that literally, I've got things here at the farm that have been in the family for close to 100 years, and I would think that this particular product would last 100 years if you take care of it. Seriously, I really think it would. Do you think that's an outrageous statement, or do you think
no,
that's
not
true?
At all? I think that as long as the wood's treated every 5 years, there's really nothing to go wrong with it. There is no reason it wouldn't last 100 years.
Now, some people are interested in the way food looks, like the browning of some cooked food. Will the sun oven brown food?
Yes. If you want to, I mentioned with the bread, if you spray a light mist of water on it, it browns. If you're going to do something like a roast chicken or a turkey, if you take a little bit of olive oil or butter and rub it on the skin of it, then you'll get a very nice brown food when you cook in the sun oven.
Paul, I really want to thank you for spending an hour with us, teaching us about cooking with the sun, and it's been enlightening. It really has. We've opened some eyes that you actually can do this. You can build your own, or you can buy it, and you can meet Paul Munson and at the Get Prepared Expo. That's the last weekend in March in Missouri. Sunoven.com. Paul Munson, sunoven.com. Link on the website under instructors and exhibitors. We'll be right back after talking.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.